goes on, yeah, cry just a little when he plays piano in the dock. Hideouts LA back. CJ Robinson back with us.
Howdy, partners.
Who the fuck are you?
I just I've been waiting to use this.
What?
I just CJ Robinson.
What?
All right, I want to get that out of the way.
That was me back in my college days, bro.
That was you last week. You came clean. You said you couldn't make it to the show. Truth be told, you were hungover, weren't you?
Yeah, I was in a limo doing the rock and roll scene.
Yeah, rock and roll, daddy-o.
Yeah, went hanging out with Bon Tempo Band and those guys. And
it's a General Lee limo, you were saying. I've never seen one of those.
They didn't have the Confederate flag on the roof or I wouldn't have gotten in it. So it's just it's painted orange and it's got the 01 on the side. It was decorated with Texas horns on the front with Christmas lights.
Oh.
Stretch limo.
You're a man of principle.
Yes.
Wouldn't get in there with the General Lee with the bars and stars raising on top.
Yep.
Big week in football. Glad to be back. Exciting week.
Exciting
week.
Yes.
Heisman Trophy. Johnny Football debuting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was a lot of fun to watch.
Not. Did you say
dude, go for it.
Go.
You know, get all crazy with that. You never use it.
Here's Johnny.
There we go. I don't even want to talk about Manziel right now. I'm going to start. First of all, I'm unemployed. I had coach in my high school fired, blindsided head coach, gone.
Principal. Bye-bye.
Principal just brought him in, said, going in a new direction.
Yep.
She thinks it's USC. So I am now a free agent. So all those listening out there, I am now declaring my free agency. I applied. I don't know if I told you this. I applied to be the head coach at Compton High.
Nice.
Yeah. See what happens with that. I haven't heard back yet. I just threw that in.
When'd you do that?
Friday.
Okay.
So I threw that in there on Friday.
Yeah.
See what happens if they bite. I mean, it is kind of far away, but.
Yeah. But that would be a great premise for a TV show, Dave.
Well, you know, one step at a time. Ugh. I'm telling you, my tongue. I just had a brownie brickle or something. Brownie. I just had a dip of Kodiak.
It's part of the craft services here is provided by the wonderful Skid Row Studios. So we got brownie bites. We had coffee made to us by Anthony.
Yeah.
Thank you, Anthony. That was awesome. I'm really jacked up right now. Ready to go. Who wants to hear my life story? Ready, set, go.
Coffee, tobacco, and brownies. I think I'm wearing socks on my teeth right now.
On top of about 6 Bud Lights at the down and out. You got to plug the down and out.
Yeah. I feel like I have a carpet on my tongue. I feel bad for the next person who's going to use this microphone. I can see this little thing singeing like I'm holding a lighter to it.
Just don't lick the foam, dude. Come on.
Too late.
It's an it's unidirectional microphone.
I don't even know what that means.
It just means that it will pick up your sound coming. I don't know. Are these omnis or unis?
Does it pick up?
Okay. Omni.
Does it pick up my nose breathing?
Yeah. Yours is uni. I'm an omni. So that means I can stand over here and it will still pick me up.
I'm uni.
I can go over here. It can still pick me up.
Yeah.
If I wanted to stand up, it would still pick me up.
You're an omni, all right.
It's like a heart-shaped pattern.
I'm a eunuch. not a uni. Eunuch. Stayed in the high school game. Landmark decision. Oklahoma. And then the high school football game in Oklahoma.
Yeah, what's going on there, dude?
A state playoff game. Kid, they hit a kid on a swing pass on a fourth down. Kid takes it for 75 yards. While the play is going on, the referee run down the sideline and runs into one of the assistant coaches, which is common. That actually happens all the time.
Yep.
Probably happened to you, huh?
It did.
Yeah.
Yeah, it happened to me while I was in Denmark.
Did they flag you?
Yes, but it happened after he scored the touchdown. So the touchdown still counted, and then we got penalized on the
kickoff. Well, that was the rule that was supposed to be put in place, and the referees they huddled and they called the touchdown back, and that team ended up losing.
Okay.
So, in this day and age we live in, this litigious society we live in, that high school tried to bring it to court, and they did bring it to court, trying to say that we need to play that game over. The whole game needs to be played over again. Fortunately, the judge didn't want to set a precedence to decide games in the courtroom, and he threw it out at the last minute.
Yeah.
But that's what they were trying to say.
Yeah. Well, I think if the coach was hit before the guy went into the end zone, I think that's where it could be debated. If the kid was already in the end zone or was, like, just stepping in and the coach was hit, but if the coach is on the field, and let's say the kid was still on, like, the 15 or 10-yard line, you know, that penalty happened before he scored the touchdown. So that could be the philosophy of why the officials decided to call it back.
Well, I understand the argument, the philosophy, but that's not the letter of the rule. The letter of the law says it should be on the ensuing on the kickoff. They screwed it up.
Okay.
You can't sue. I mean, that's it. It's part of the game.
That's it. It's in the books.
It's in the books.
Yep.
In the books. High school season in the books. Finally, high school's over everywhere.
Pomona High School.
Pomona High School. We talked about that a little bit last
without
week.
Without a head coach.
Without a head coach winning CIF. Hats off to those Dirty Red Devils.
Yep.
I've always been a Dirty Red Devil. The ladies have called me a Dirty Red Devil for a long time.
Not a Ginger Red Devil?
No, I haven't even heard that term ginger until like the last 4 years. Now all of a sudden I'm a fucking ginger.
Take South Park. It's South Park's fault for
I used to be a pasty fucking redhead. Now I'm a freaking ginger.
I'm more of a day walker.
I don't even know what that means.
It's kind of like a cross between a ginger and a non-ginger.
I guess. It's some kind of genetic.
Right.
It's some kind of genetic.
Flashy.
Some kind of genetic freak. I don't know. I don't want to call myself a genetic freak. I am a freak. Speaking of freaks,
hey, freaks, I dressed up for the show tonight.
You did.
Look, everybody, I wore a tuxedo for tonight's show.
Class of 1987. What are you, Ducky? You're Ducky from Pretty in Pink wearing your freaking tuxedo shirt?
Yeah. I like Ducky. Yeah, you got a cool bike.
You are fucking Ducky. John Cryer. Heisman weekend.
Yay.
Marcus Mariota win. I think I called that in September. I wish I could just go back and look at all the things I called and prognosticator or prognosticators. He won it, but he won it by the second. I thought he was going to win it hands down in a runaway unanimous. Never. Nothing's ever unanimous. But he was the second highest vote getter of all time, percentage-wise. And number one guy was Troy Smith from Ohio State. That one freaking took me back.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe that Troy Smith was 91% of the country, and he just fizzled. But people, it doesn't matter. You know, people vote. And you get like, what the fuck are you thinking? Jameis Winston got 4 votes for the first place in the Heisman.
Yeah. Still.
Tevin Coleman got 2. You don't even know who Tevin Coleman is, right? No, I barely know
he
is.
I think he was my the kid who delivered my newspapers.
Tevin Coleman.
Yeah.
Indiana, 7.5 yards a carry. Out, though. The Heisman, they dragged that shit on forever.
Yeah.
There wasn't much going on other than that in college football. I got forced into watching the Army-Navy game.
Mm-hmm. 13 in a row.
13 in a row.
That's the longest rival streak in Division I football history or something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
The head coach, Ken Nimitaralololo.
Luau.
Yeah, one of those guys that always wears. This is going to come out borderline racist alert, but I'm tired of all these people from the islands wearing these freaking Lays and shit on everything they do. It's like, come on, I'm freaking American now, all right? I'm not rocking freaking shillelagh and a freaking shamrock on my freaking hat. You know what I mean? Okay, I get it. You're from a different, but we're a football game here.
Yeah.
But that guy pissed me off. He called a timeout. Okay, and a big play in the game. Army was going to get a first down. They were just about to get. He calls a timeout right before they got the first down, and end up next play they didn't get the first down. Right,
mm-hmm.
Gary Danielson and Vern Lundquist freaking jerked off over that the whole game. So they're interviewing the coach, Ken Kilalamana. Okay, at the end of the game, right, and of course the woman, the female reporter, is going to pick up on that. Tell me about that timeout you called, coach, and he goes, you know, it came from. Well, you wouldn't believe me if I told you. She's like, what? He goes, it came from upstairs. The man upstairs told me to call the timeout.
Oh, jeez. I'm glad I missed that. I would have puked.
Are you telling me Jesus Christ does not want the United States Army to win a football game, son? Give me a freaking
break. Is that what she said?
No. Uh-huh. Are you telling me Jesus Christ doesn't know how to hit a curveball? You know? I couldn't believe that guy's saying it. It's like, come on. Fuck. And that was the only game we had to watch. Of course, they stuck Gary Danielson down our throat. I don't know who decides Vern Lundquist. Vern Lundquist needs to be put out to pasture. And Gary Danielson is one. What was that? That's your Vern Lundquist impersonation?
The pasture, yeah.
The pasture.
Chewing my cud.
Michigan, all types of new hires. Michigan just hired I love this. They hired an agency, Corn Ferry. The Corn Ferry agency is going to find Michigan the next head coach.
Okay.
They found their last head coach. That worked out really well for them, same agency. And the same agency found their last athletic director, who was also fired or resigned.
Yeah.
They're going to pay them $250,000 to find them a new head coach. That's ridiculous.
What's that, like a headhunting firm or
it's
something?
It's like a headhunting firm for coaches.
All right.
Give me a fucking break. Is that really a necessary thing? They don't have they don't have the resources inside their own little organizations to be able to find these guys?
Yeah.
I don't know who's going to take that Michigan job.
I would put money on it that the founder, president, owner, people that work for this Corn Ferry company, they're all probably Michigan graduates and alumni that support the team.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I have some kind of...
I don't know. I'm just saying.
I think these are their businesses.
Why not, instead of Corn Ferry, you know, Apple Happy?
I need to get in a different business.
Yeah.
You know, they're getting $250,000. That's more than I make in 5 years.
Yeah.
To be like, hey, this guy might be a good head coach.
Yeah.
What the fuck am I doing? I'm snoozing. I'm sitting here freaking talking to you. Running and snoozing with all this shit.
Drinking high voltage coffee.
Drinking high voltage coffee and dipping tobacco. Oregon State goes out. This is another freaking head scratcher. The head coach of Wisconsin goes over to Oregon State. I would think Wisconsin's a better job than Oregon State. And then Wisconsin goes out and hires Paul Chryst back. I don't know why you would go from Wisconsin to Oregon State. But they do. I don't know why. I don't know anything anymore. and the head coach from Duke turned down Michigan. David Cutliff supposedly was going to be hired, and he turned him down.
Wow.
And other college news, UNLV, and this is something I always support, UNLV,
my Rebels.
Your Rebels.
I played there for 2 years.
I was going to say your alma mater, but no. There's got to be a name for that, someone who attended.
Well, it's like this. When Obama... He went to Occidental for 2 years before he transferred to Columbia.
Right.
And as soon as he ran for president, you'd go to the Occidental website, and they would have Obama 82 with the little hyphen right there to make it look like he graduated in 82. But in actuality, that's when he left the year.
Ah.
So I went to Harvard Extension for summer session in 92, the summer of 92. So now on my resume... I put Harvard 92 with a little hyphen. If they want to know more about it, they can ask.
Very clever, Mr. Robinson.
But there's about six other colleges that I went to for one or two classes that are on the same resume.
So you can throw it on there. So if I go to if I go to Harvard's website, it'll say Christopher Robinson, Rude Star, aka Rude Star, 92.
If I ran for president of the United States.
We're working on that.
Yeah.
We're working on that.
Yeah.
Well, UNLV goes out and hires Bishop Gorman High School's head coach, Tony Sanchez, to be the next head coach. Number one team in the United States.
Yeah.
I love that. I love when they go out to the lower levels and grab these guys.
Yeah, well, you know, he knows how to coach in that environment because it's hot as hell.
Right.
You know, people are like, CJ, how come you left UNLV? I'm like, have you ever been to Vegas in August?
Because it's hot as
when
hell.
We're doing camp. Oh, but we do it at 6 in the morning. It's 100 degrees at 6 in the morning. Oh, we do it at 4 in the afternoon. It's 105 at 4 in the afternoon. You know? We wouldn't go during the hot part of the days when it was 108, 109.
Why don't they just put a big bubble up?
You know, they should.
They should.
You know?
Maybe this guy will get that done. Who knows? That's a good hire for them, though.
Yeah.
That's better than some kind of retread or some kind of assistant for friggin' Florida State or something like that. Somebody who, you know... A little bit of initiative.
Well, that's the thing is I don't know how those guys down in Florida, South Carolina, Texas, you know, even Boston had a little bit of it, but not like those guys in the Southeast with that humidity with the heat. You know, it slaps you in the face. You spend time in Georgia, you know. You know, the humidity is ridiculous. I mean, I'll complain about the 2 weeks of humidity that I had in Boston when I was in camp there at Boston University.
Yeah.
But it's nothing compared to the humidity in July in like South Carolina or Texas. It's ridiculous.
It's like a wet, hot towel being thrown in your face.
People that are from there, oh, you're used to it, blah, blah, blah. I would never get used to that shit. I see the sun on TV, I start to sweat.
It just makes you sweat more, the humidity.
Yeah.
But yeah, you get used to it. It's like when they say, oh, it's 110 degrees, but it's a dry heat.
Yeah.
Fucking ovens are dry heats, too.
But they should cover that Sam Boyd Silver Bowl and build an indoor practice facility with like at least 2 or 3 fields.
Yeah.
You know, they got to do it for the soccer kids, too.
With slapping the girls in Title IX.
Well, why do they get a football stadium?
They should have slot machines all around the side, too.
Of course.
They should play in more to the gambling background.
Yeah, instead of the Rebels, they should be like the, you know.
Gamblers. Houston Gamblers. UNLV Gamblers.
The Texas Hold'ems. Or the, the UNLV Texas Hold'ems. I like that. The roulettes. All the women's team could be the roulettes.
The showgirls. Ooh. That's sexist.
Yeah.
Sexist, man. Come on.
Come on, dude.
Dude.
All none of our women are going to be offended that listen.
I don't think that, well, I think you're being very, very generous as far as how many people actually, well, girls are listening, but.
But there's more than none?
Ladies.
There's
less than ladies, none? Ladies.
We got one listening right now.
She's forced to.
She has to.
She's forced to. I'm looking up old Mariota's numbers, though, to get back on the Heisman, back on business.
Heisman.
Back on the Heisman. He was number two in everything. Robert Griffin III freaking shattered everything, every record. Or he was the number one ranked efficiency in everything. Actually, the number one efficiency all time in college QBR rating, which I think is a relatively new stat, is Russell Wilson. Shocked to know that.
Yeah.
I don't know why everybody, oh, you know, third round pick, he's too small. He's too small. Mm-hmm. Might as well address the elephant.
Wilson.
Might as
well.
Is that fish?
Yeah.
Might as well address the elephant in the room.
Here's Johnny.
Hey. Hey, look, I've been a defender. I'm still a defender. I sat and watched both games today. They freaking shackled the poor bastard. And everything, he was had someone in his face on every play. He was 2 of 5 in the first half. Their team throws the ball 5 times.
And you would agree their coaches didn't put him in a good position.
They didn't put him in a good position. They should have just kept Hoyer, run the year out, let Hoyer freaking do it, limit the controversy as best you can. I was looking at the LA Times today, front cover of the sports section, big picture of Johnny Manziel.
Yeah.
Give me a break. You're setting this guy up for failure.
Dude, I don't know. That guy's got to make money to get any action because he's not a good-looking kid. He looks like someone you would see, like, hanging out with goth clothes on, one of those black coats down to the ground.
With skinny jeans.
Yeah,
I can see him in a skinny jean wearer.
Yeah, you know, just, you know, he just doesn't look like a football guy.
I think that's part of the charm, you know? Yeah. And I still think it's also the name, the Johnny football name. I think if his name was Fred,
yeah.
Fred Manziel,
yeah.
I don't think anybody would say, you know, bat an eye. Just yeah. the whole
yeah.
Johnny, ethos, the Johnny yeah. football. Johnny Manziel. It's yeah. like, even, you know, his name was Pete.
Who was the first journalist to pin that?
I don't know. Do you know? Oh. Yeah. Usually when you ask a question, you know the answer. No deal in hypothetical.
You're all knowing of football statistics and facts.
I don't deal in hypotheticals. I do know now, though, after watching the Army-Navy snooze fest, the I believe we will win. That fucking chant that's annoying as all hell started at the Army-Navy game.
Yeah.
How about that one? I can't stand that chant.
I didn't watch a single lick of that game.
So. No? This is the only game on TV, and I'm a junkie. I need it, man. I need it. I'm glad this freaking college season is over for a few weeks. Give me a break, and I can focus on the NFL and focus on the Pats.
The Pats. Go Pats, go Pats. We're going down to fucking Great Woods or what, Foxboro now?
Great Woods is a completely different venue.
I know.
It was the Tweeter Center for a minute, and then Tweeter went out of bank, and I don't even know what it is now. I should know. It'll come to me when I'm leaving.
Shit old Puck.
But, but
that's
that being
like
said.
Kraft Field or something like that.
Pats came up to San Diego last week. That was part of the reason I left so early in a 35-minute show. I apologize to my one fan who texted me from upstate New York who's like, man, the show was only 35 minutes. So I had to bring get out.
I noticed that too.
I had to get out of here. I had to go watch that game.
Well, what's that fan's name? Let's give a shout out.
Matt Studen, you know him.
Oh, Matt F. Matt F. Studen. He has to put F in front of his name Studen on Facebook because Facebook wouldn't let him put his real name Studen because they think that because he's a student.
Is that fact?
Yeah, that's why on his Facebook it's Matt F. Studen.
Matt Studen trivia. All right.
You know?
All right.
Well, Stude, if you're listening, big up, brah.
That'll ring and get you
the Stude.
Cup of coffee.
You're listening to the Stude Radio.
What the fuck? They got a mute button on this?
Blame it on the caffeine.
Yeah, blame it on something.
Blame it on Rio.
Pats, San Diego, just a quick recap. Two things. One, us freaking New Englanders are like a bad virus. Did you watch that game?
Nope.
You didn't watch that game?
Hell no.
It sounded like a Pats home game.
Yeah.
There's more freaking Patriots fans than San Diego fans, which is actually kind of embarrassing.
No, I knew every asshole that I knew that I work with was there in full force.
I wasn't there.
I know. Where were you?
I was here. It's like a freaking.
That's right. Yeah.
Nah, plus, I just don't like going to games, man.
Was Ingles going to get you a ticket to that game?
Yeah, he went and he freaking bailed on freaking give me a ticket. And next thing he's like, hey, man, I'm in San Diego. Thanks for the heads up.
Yeah, real cool guy.
Fucking clown shoes. Hope he's listening. Cowboys playing right now. That's why he's there. I hope he comes up with a spray tan jersey. I'm gonna hammer him on that one. He's a spray tan. I told you that story. DeMarco Murray, I already talked about it last week.
Yeah.
No spray need tan. To, no need to rehash.
Have you ever spray tanned?
No, God, no. You know, what? It looked like a carrot. You know,
not before like homecoming or anything like that? Or
no,
prom?
God, no. It'd bring out the yellow in my teeth. I would look awful. How stupid would I look if I got spray tan?
You'd bronze up, bro.
Even dumber than I freaking look. I went on spring break once and I went tanning. What a fucking idiot. I'm thinking back on that. I'm like, I don't tan. Just why am I even fighting it?
It's very therapeutic, you know, especially if you live in a cold climate and it's not much sun.
That's true. You know? That's true. You do feel better, but, you know, I just realized, hey, you know, in some cultures, pale skin is a sign of royalty.
Yeah.
So
you die young.
Unfortunately, we don't live in that culture.
It's the same society that believed that, you know, you bang your cousin to keep the bloodline pure.
Yeah. I didn't even think of it that way. Blue blood. That's where the term blue blood comes from. You know what I'm saying? It's people that they were so pale, you could see their vascularity, their veins.
Oh, okay.
So they look blue.
That was from doing too much nitrous oxide.
So they were, I don't believe medieval times they really had nitrous tanks, but they might have. Yeah. I don't know.
No, it was actually developed by Oxford's medical students in the mid-1850s.
Really?
Yeah. And they didn't know what to do with it for 50 years, so they just party with it.
In the 1850s?
Yeah, up until like around the turn of the century that a dentist was like, you know what? I can use this to knock my patients out. And then they wouldn't give them enough oxygen, so people would die from, you know, going to the dentist. And that's why people got scared to go to the dentist at first.
You are full of it, CJ.
I'm full of history tonight. I am the walking Wikipedia.
Yeah, walking Wikipedia, all right. Kid, I'm fucking speaking of the internet. Segway finally got internet this weekend, so I freaking stayed in all night on Friday night and watched all types of 30 for 30s, and I watched The Boz.
Yeah.
That was your era. That was your high school.
I had The Boz mini mullet when I was a freshman in college.
Did you paint the sides and everything?
Nah, just a little bit on the front and a lot on the back, but not like Billy Ray Cyrus long, just a little bit enough to, you know.
Right. And now, you know, obviously that's what everyone calls a mullet. Uh-huh. You wouldn't be caught dead with one of those now, but back then that was cool.
It was.
I tell you, the 80s was the cartoon decade, man. These things are so freaking cartoonish and outlandish, and that shit, like, was serious, you know?
Yeah.
Like Mr. T.
Yeah.
What the fuck? When Mr. T would never get over.
I pity the fool.
We'd never get over in this day and age. Like Boz.
Yeah.
You know, an inside linebacker getting away. I mean, that guy was the man.
Max Headroom.
Max Headroom. Yeah, that type of shit doesn't get over nowadays.
Michael J. Fox.
It was a great one. All those 30 for 30s. I can sit and just watch those things for days on end. I watched that BC one about the BC point shaving scandal.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's basketball related, but it tripped me out because the guys from Goodfellas, you know, the Ray Liotta character and the Robert De Niro character, those are the guys who were behind it.
Yeah.
That Robert De Niro character ended up going to prison because of that.
Yeah.
It was the Al Capone effect. They couldn't get him on that Lufthansa heist. You've seen the movie.
Yeah.
Most everyone's seen the movie. That they called that the biggest heist in the history of America.
Yeah.
It was like $15 million or something like that.
Yeah.
And they knew he did it. But they couldn't get him on it.
Yeah, so they got him on something else.
Yeah, because he was killing everybody off that was involved in it.
Yep.
That's why Henry Hill supposedly turned.
Yeah.
And when he was turned on, and they skip it in the movie, but, you know, there's only so much you can tell in the movie. But when he turned, that was, like, at the end of when he just kind of threw it in. He's like, oh, and the thing at BU, he said.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, what do you mean BU? They don't put it. He's like, oh, yeah, BC. And the guy who was prosecuting it, he actually plays himself in the movie. The guy who was prosecuting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Plays himself in the movie. When he's prosecuting, he went to BC.
Ah.
And his ears perked up. He was like, oh, shit. You know, it struck a nerve. And then he followed that paper trail. And that's when they nailed the Robert De Niro character. Jimmy something. Okay. I don't know. Jimmy O'Connor or something like that. I forget what the name was.
Yeah.
It blows my mind.
What happened to the players?
What
at
I don't
BC?
Know. Ostracized. One of them went to the one guy they could really nail it back to went to jail. 10-year sentence, served two.
Yeah.
You know, got out and became some kind of like anti-gambler speaking, you know, something like that.
Yeah. Meanwhile, he's hitting the casinos on his tour.
Fascinating shit. Those 30 for 30s is something. I got to watch that Ran U one too on Randy Moss, but I digress. NFL personal conduct policy. They revamped it. As I said, that was such big news. You know, I can't even read that stuff, man. I don't know who has time to read those pages and pages of documents, but some of the lowlights or highlights. Okay, they're going to put additional money in for counseling services for victims and families.
Yeah.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. But the big one is it's a 6-game automatic suspension without pay. Now they've sealed that. If you get accused, this is kind of fucked up. If you get accused of any domestic or if they charge you with any domestic violence, sexual, you know, assault or whatever it may be. And anything, you put hands on other people, it's a 6-game, even though they don't let it go through the judicial process first.
Yeah.
But they get a little caveat. They put a little friggin' asterisk in there. They said, with consideration to mitigating circumstances. So, I mean, it's one of those things, like, a bitch lying, or she deserved it.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
What is that, Adrian Peterson, his appeal was revoked?
Denied. Which twisted logic, you know, they caught Ray Rice on video punching his girlfriend in the face, and he's back. He can sign with any team he wants to right now.
Is there any word on that?
Yeah, his appeal is, no one's signing him right now.
Yeah.
They'll bring him in next year. He's still like 28.
Yeah.
Someone will take a shot on him next year, you know. He's seen the light now.
Yeah,
you know, he's married when he has kids now.
Yeah.
You know, now he's all right.
Yeah, well, Roethlisberger, you know, he had some sketchy days.
Several.
And, yeah.
And now he's married with kids, and Ben's walking the line.
Yeah.
I walked the line. AP, talking about retirement now, he's going to try out for the Olympics and run the 200 and 400 meter sprint, 200 and 400 meter. No way. You know, he even got that in him. No way he's Olympic class in that. If he is, good for him.
But even that, do you think he's the best to represent America?
Yeah, good point. I don't know. Does the United States come down and say, no. The Olympic Committee say, you can't do that.
Yeah.
I don't know. It got thrown out. It got thrown out of court.
Mm-hmm.
So what the hell?
Yeah.
This is still America, right?
Yeah.
Isn't Russia? Is it? Isn't Russia? No. No, that was one of the things, too, going back to Boz real quick. The thing that supposedly, you know, went over the edge and he couldn't play anymore because he was spending for steroids. Which that was the steroid era. I think everybody was using steroids in the mid-80s, right?
Yeah.
But he wore a shirt that said, was it National Communists Against Athletes? And on the sideline of the Orange Bowl that he wasn't playing, they showed that, and I was like, oh, big deal.
Oh, when he was bagging on the NC2A?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, he's right. The NCAA is the most corrupt organization.
Don't get me started on those assholes.
I won't get you started on those assholes. I won't get you started on those assholes.
You have that effect on there?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Just go to faileffects.com and you can get all those wonderful effects.
I know. There's all types of things I should do.
Yeah, get the toilet flushing.
Drugging, raping, she's just a woman. Darren Sharper. Darren Sharper facing former Saints safety. Have you been following that? He's been drugging and raping women. A la raping? Bill. Waping. Drugging and raping women. Darren Sharper facing life in prison. And yet Bill Cosby's walking the streets.
Yeah.
I'm so freaking done with the cause. Isn't everybody done with the cause now?
Yeah.
Forget him. Yeah. There's no way he didn't do it. And then he comes out this week, and this should have been a big deal. He's like, I only expect the black media to treat this responsibly.
Is that what he said?
You motherfucker. Yeah. Imagine that. Imagine, you know, and I'm not usually one of those guys, like, you know, if a white guy did it, but if a white guy did it, it was like, I don't expect the white mainstream media to cover me appropriately.
Yeah.
It'd be a fucking nightmare.
I did not hear that.
Yeah, I just did it the other day. And another person coming up. I don't get what the whole drugging, you know, I mean, I obviously people like that think differently, but what is the appeal there? You're telling me Bill Cosby couldn't have got laid on his own just for being Bill Cosby, especially back then.
Yeah.
Couldn't he just be like everyone else and just pay the woman?
Yep.
You know, what if it's
sitting we don't even know how many he did pay off.
Yeah, it's true.
You know?
Yeah, it's true. Well, he did pay off some. Darren Sharper. I mean, dude, you playing
the. He has an interesting taste in women. Have you seen some of the women that have come out?
Yeah, very eclectic.
Very eclectic, dude.
Quite a smorgasbord. Quite a harem.
No.
It's not funny to make fun of drugging and raping, CJ.
No, I'm not.
There's nothing cool about that.
No, there's nothing.
You know?
Yep.
Maybe just the drugging, but in the raping part of it's not that cool.
Yeah.
You know, drugging someone's always fun. Watch them slurring their words and shit. Yeah.
I'm just commenting on his interesting taste in women.
You dosed me, man. You dosed me.
Doses?
Aaron,
I need a miracle, man.
Like, Darren Sharper couldn't get laid. The guy's a freaking professional athlete and got, you know, plenty of money. Like, he needs to be drugging women. Same thing with the cause.
Yeah.
Oh, Darren Sharper going to prison for life, and the cause is still walking the streets.
Yeah, but there's going to be some litigation towards him, I'm sure.
Something. I don't think he'll ever go to prison, though.
Yeah.
You know? I don't think he's going to go to prison either, is Aaron Hernandez. Just throwing out all types of evidence this week. Now, the text messages that the guy he killed, allegedly, are getting thrown out.
Really?
Yep.
I didn't hear that.
His previous shooting that he shot someone else, getting thrown out. There is no murder weapon. They say, my sources, my people, you know, my lawyers tell me that if there's no murder weapon, it's really hard to prosecute someone.
Yeah.
And they still can't find it.
Interesting.
Imagine that. That fool.
But is he out on bail or is
no.
he?
Oh, no. I don't think they will let him. Or I don't know exactly how that works.
Okay.
But he's not out on bail. But imagine that. He comes out, you know, they drop it or he's found not guilty.
Yeah.
Does somebody sign him? Does the conduct policy apply to him?
Yeah.
You allegedly, we have a court system for these things.
Yeah.
Interesting stuff, CJ.
Interesting
stuff. Whew, let's get to the games, and I'm just rambling on and on and on.
Rambling. Lord, I was born a rambling man.
Oh, we got to talk about Johnny. I've already alluded to it a few times. First of all, he's a rookie starting his first game. Second of all, the offensive line. These are excuses me made for him, but I did watch the game. He did not look good, but he still showed flashes of things that he can do. He can still get out and run. He's still tough to fucking tackle. But that team is a shit show. That team is a nightmare. And of course, I've gone on record saying I think he's going to be good, so my phone lights up like I'm fucking Mrs. Manziel or something. Yeah. Boy, Johnny Manziel. Like, oh, fucking A. It's, you know, hey, it's a London. You know, I think... The great Rudstad said, the road to the top is long and winding. So who knows, right? I mean, he's too good. He's going to have it. He'll have his day. I bet some guy, some kind of hypothetical bet that Johnny Manziel is going to make 2 Pro Bowls in his career. You know, one of these days when I'm 60, I'm going to be freaking paying off this freaking betting this guy.
Yep.
He's going to be paying me. Ugh.
What was the other lyrics to that? Patient man, ride
a donkey.
Something about a blind dog or a dog that barks at a blind man. What was that?
That's your freaking shit,
I
man.
I know. I can't even remember my own lyrics. But I took it from someone else, too, I'm sure. Please rise.
Thursday night stinker. Arizona 12, St. Louis 6. Bruce Arians coming at me again. He's like, that's an 8-8 team, and we're an 11-3 team. You know, and I commented on this last week about Jeff Fisher, and I actually gave him some praise, but the more I thought about it, when he sent those guys out that got in the IG3 trade, who the fuck is Jeff Fisher? His team's always 8-8.
Yeah.
I don't know why Jeff Fisher thinks he can go out and troll Washington, because Washington's an easy target nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
IG3 playing today. Kind of got screwed on that call. He dove over the line. The ball went. That's a weird rule. If you're going to score a touchdown, right, and you fumble.
Mm-hmm.
And the ball goes out on the half-inch line. The offense retains possession. Same thing. You fumble, and the ball goes through the end zone in the back, just right over that cone. The defense gets the ball.
Yeah.
That's an odd rule to me. You know what I mean? It's like, why that one little line? But they called it out, and then one of the receivers, I forget who it was, went nuts and ended up getting thrown out of the game, which is good. They should throw more guys out of the game.
Yeah, that guy was being a little
bitch. You saw that.
Yeah, and then another guy was getting into it, too. I think they had 2 flags on that, but they only ejected, what's his name?
I honestly, who was it? Was it Deshaun Jackson? I don't know. Pierre Garçon, one of them one of them clowns. Yeah. I don't know. But I would like to see, I think NFL referees take so much shit compared to like baseball or basketball.
Yeah.
They tee those guys up, they throw them out of games like nothing. NFL referees just get shit.
Yeah.
It's on the sideline, you know. I've seen you freaking barking at referees from the sideline.
I've chilled it out.
Why? You spoken to?
No, just because.
Doesn't do any damn
doesn't
good.
Do any shit, and it just gets my blood pressure up, and you know.
That's what I know, right?
You know what you're going to get at that level of Division III college football. So, you know, I had a female official in Italy tell me to shut my fucking mouth.
Woo! Was she English or was she Italian?
Italian. So it was like an Italian accent.
An Italian woman referee in football. Oh, my God. It must have been awful. What could this woman have possibly have known?
Hey, she was actually good looking, too.
Yeah, I'm sure she was.
Shut your fucking mouth.
Oh, yeah? Hey, baby. Hey, baby.
Yeah.
Did you ask her out after the game?
I tried.
Yeah. Yeah. I tried and didn't work.
I was like, hey, you know, I was flirting with you.
You said that? In Italian?
No, in English.
In English.
English.
In English. Yep. In English. Talk about bad games. Aaron Rodgers after just weeks and weeks of blowing.
They puke.
Blowing freaking Aaron Rodgers being like the perfect quarterback. And Mike McCarthy like, this is the best quarterback of all time.
Yeah, he didn't look it today.
Awful. It's amazing how different players can be on the road versus at home.
Yeah.
I tell you, Buffalo's not that bad. I'm actually trying to get tickets to see the Patriots play Buffalo. Buffalo's scary.
Yeah.
They play defense. Aaron Rodgers, 7-42 for 185 and two picks. Oh, good comment, by the way.
Yeah.
I like that. I'll just be on that.
I have a signed Brett Favre football sitting in my house right now. I got a mail.
Oh, sorry. What? What? Why? Why do you have a Brett Favre football?
One of my friends in Denmark are huge Green Bay Packer fans and Brett Favre fans, so they had a signed football from, you know, wherever. They wouldn't deliver it to Denmark, so they sent it to my house, and they're going to send it out to them tomorrow.
They wouldn't deliver it to Denmark? What the fuck?
The company wouldn't, so who knows?
Why not?
I don't know. I just said, yeah, send it to my house. I'll mail it to you guys tomorrow.
Yeah? Is he going to reimburse you?
No, they're just going to send me more Tuborg Golden Ladies. Golden Lady!
I don't even know what that is.
You're my baby!
What is that?
It's a beer.
Really?
Yep. I'm making an ad campaign for him.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's part of the song, part of the jingle. Golden lady, you're my baby. Wanna drink you up night and day.
Fucking brilliant. You should move over to Denmark and write jingles.
I'm just going to do them here, you know?
Yeah. Doom here, man.
Yeah, what about them Niners? Niners are done.
Done, kid. Ridiculous. Yeah. The most talented team in football, I think. One of them, pound for pound, out.
Yeah.
Out. And not only the most talented roster, but probably the second most obnoxious fan base, third most obnoxious fan base. Raiders number one.
Yeah.
Patriot fans number two, myself included. Yeah. And 49er fans are the third most obnoxious fan base. And
I don't know. I think the Cowboys are worse than the Niners.
As far as fans go?
Yeah.
Yeah, Cowboys.
You know, because they're just all over.
They are all over. It's like massholes.
Yeah, but I could tolerate masshole fans because I've lived in Boston. You know, I would never, ever, you know, I don't care how much, well, I guess I do. Price has everything. But, you know, F Texas.
He and glass houses should not throw stones because number four is Pittsburgh, most obnoxious fans.
Yeah, so?
Yeah.
Huh?
I tell you though, they're playing well. I tell you, if the friggin' Steelers get in, they can beat anybody. Roethlisberger's as good as anybody.
I know, but don't hold your breath.
Speaking of rapists, I won't, mister. I still think the Pats are going to win it, especially after watching Denver and Peyton getting hurt today trying to throw a block.
How'd the Chargers finish out today?
Loss. This is actually one of the few times I was pulling for the Chargers. I can't stand Phillip Rivers, man. You know, he's just tough to watch. He blesses himself before every series.
I never noticed that.
Yeah.
He was my fantasy quarterback, and he did give me some hits.
It's all part of CJ's football fantasy.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody sticks up for him like he's the fucking greatest thing ever.
He's
and it
not.
Just seems he's not. Never going to win shit.
I don't stick up for him. He's just pretty consistent.
Yeah, he's got all types of numbers you can point to, but people saying he's a Hall of Famer, and I think I actually might have said he was a Hall of Famer, but he's not. The more I watch him, dude, he's not elite. He's good, but he ain't elite. San Diego's always falling short. I don't even think they're going to make the playoffs this year.
No.
Best color man in the business for the reason, C.J. Robinson.
Yeah.
Not making playoffs, going through. Who cares about Jacksonville? Baltimore, it means nothing to me. Washington,
the Ravens.
It means nothing to me. Oakland going back to the freaking showing their true colors again, getting blown out versus Kansas City. I'm surprised it didn't happen the first time.
Yeah.
Denver beating San Diego. We talked about that. Detroit sneaking by
that's
Minnesota.
Right. The Raiders beat Kansas City earlier.
In the first, the first go around. And then they beat the Niners. They could have beat the Patriots, too. That's what everyone forgets. Yeah. It seems like million friggin' years ago, but they had the Patriots beat. They didn't even call back on a shit holding penalty. Jets Titans. You know, the New York Jets used to be the New York Titans.
Yes.
You didn't know that.
Only from you telling me on the way down here. Oh.
Well, if you pay attention, you might learn something. Fucking Jake Locker, man. He just one of those guys. Not staying healthy is a legitimate thing. I don't know. One of these days, they're going to be able to put their finger on it and tell you exactly what that phenomenon is. Yeah. But certain guy, he broke his arm today, I think. And just coming back. Jake Locker can never stay healthy.
It's a brutal game.
It is a vicious game, no doubt about that. So I was just reading, since 2011, seven NFL players that they know of have killed themselves. Wow. His big book coming out, it just came out. I'm going to pick it up. Is There Life After Football? It says 9 of every 10 former NFL player reports that it's difficult to get out of bed every morning. Mm-hmm. Average career in the NFL, how long do you think that lasts?
4 years.
3.5. Very astute, Mr. Robinson.
Yeah.
Very astute.
Very Matt F. Stute.
Way to bring it back. Fucking best color man in the business for a reason. I don't know. Everything you look into, football's bad for you. Football's bad for you. Football's bad for you. We still go back and watch it.
I know.
But I'm telling you, they're making it terrible.
I mean, I knew as a player that it was bad for me. My parents knew.
All these guys know. Everybody knows it's freaking bad for you. But the penalties.
Fill out all those forms before you start every season. If you die or get hurt, it's your fault.
Oh, it happens all the time. Kids die all the time during playing. That's why the NCAA was formed, because players were dying so often, they wanted to have a governing rule. That's some shit.
It was Theodore Roosevelt wanted to get rid of college football.
No. Au contraire, mon frère. Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah.
Saved college football because people wanted to get rid of it because they were dying. He formed the NCAA. He was the driving force behind that.
Well, someone started the rumor that it was his fault.
It wasn't. In social media, they started. Goddamn Roosevelt.
Yeah.
So my dad says it, Roosevelt. Roosevelt.
Old Roosie.
Roosevelt. We watched the Kimber. That's one series I'll sit down and watch hours on end on, that Roosevelt series. Anything Ken Burns puts down, I'm picking up.
Yeah.
Even though it's just hours of your life.
Yeah,
wasted.
But it's educational.
That and Huell.
When you could be watching other crap, you watch something that's decent.
That and Huell Hauser.
Huell Hauser.
Watch that. The California thing. If you don't know, you don't know.
Mm-hmm. No, he's broadcasted in Arizona. And
is he really?
Yeah, wherever there's public access, they run him. Probably watch him in Boston.
Well, it's like This Old House is a Boston show.
Exactly.
But I don't know. I've brought up Huell Hauser to a lot of people, and they don't know who the hell he is.
What about Wally George?
They're lost.
Did you ever hear of Wally George?
Yeah, he's like a precursor to Morton Downey Jr.
Yeah. He was a cable access show out of Anaheim.
Really?
Yeah, that's where you got to start.
You
know who his daughter is?
Mrs. George.
No. His daughter is Rebecca De Mornay from Risky Business.
Really?
Yeah. It's old Wally George's daughter.
No kidding.
Yep.
And where's the De Mornay come from? Did she just make that name up?
Maybe she went from, Cindy George to Rebecca De Mornay.
Oh, you Hollywood types make up names.
Dalton Wildwood.
Root Star.
Yeah.
Why can't I make up a name?
You're the Fever.
That's true. Good point. What am I saying? What the hell? I sign autographs that way. Getting back to the Titans. Rumor going around this week that Peyton Manning is going to retire after this year and buy the Tennessee Titans.
Really?
Oh, that'd be awful. And he's going to do that. He's never going away, is he?
No.
Peyton Manning's never going away.
No, as long as there's Papa John's, because he owns a bunch of those franchises, too.
He's worth like $120 million. Yeah. But it's like, it costs like $1 billion. With the Buffalo Bills, it's sold for like $1.4 billion.
Yeah, but he'd probably rep a bigger company.
He certainly would get
Magic Johnson with the Dodgers.
Right.
Yeah.
Peyton's never going away. If he owns the Titans, it's going to be brutal. He'll be sticking his freaking big head, and his hairline just keep going back. His forehead just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and we get stuck with that fool to the day I die. He's never going away. I think the Broncos are going away. I was bullish on the Broncos, but watching the Broncos play lately, they are vulnerable.
Yeah.
Patriots are going to beat them. Patriots are going to go to the Super Bowl. Patriots are going to win the fucking Super Bowl,
still,
CJ.
Are you still thinking Green Bay Patriots?
Yes,
after Green Bay played today?
Yes.
Yep.
Of course, Seattle was on a team I waffle on. Seattle could beat anybody. You know, Seattle's defense is still ridiculously fast. Headed on by Bobby Wagner from Ontario, i.e. represent 909.
Yeah.
Maybe the best linebacker in football right now.
Nice.
No, Brian Bosworth, though.
Colony High School, right?
Colony High School. Cultural phenom, Brian Bosworth.
Brian Bosworth. Well, you're bringing him back.
I know. Keep bringing back the Bos.
The mini mullet. Party in the front. Or no, business in the front, party in the back.
I'm going to be caught dead wearing that hairstyle now.
I don't know. Depends how retro you want to be.
Yeah. I got to get rid of this beard, too. Everybody I see has a fucking...
Dude, you said 3 weeks ago you're going to take a lawnmower to it.
I am. You know? I'm going to for the holidays.
Dude, you have some gray going in there, dude.
Thanks for pointing that out. Everyone does at a certain point. No plays.
Actually, you don't, dude.
A little bit. But that's just natural,
do you,
man.
Color it?
Aging.
Do you color it before you spray tan?
No. No playful, Mr. Gray. How stupid am I fucking if I dye this thing just bright red, redder than your fucking shirt?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And spray tan, too.
Look like
to be orange and red.
Idiot.
We should do that for the next show. We should spray tan before we come in here.
No, thank you.
Why not, man?
Why not? Because I want to be cut dead bringing spray tanning.
Or maybe we should do an episode where we get spray tanned in here.
No. Yeah. What is this? Bringing Ginger Lynn?
Well,
a different audience.
Hold the football.
No, we don't want to watch my pasty fucking man boobs bringing on. No. You throw me off now. I got to take a break here. Harumph.
What's going on with the Cowboys? Are they still ahead?
I don't know. Probably. Cowboys aren't going away this year. They're gonna lose in the first round of the playoffs. But
I think it's a Steelers Cowboys Super Bowl.
Really? Oh, I think my head would explode. I think the fandom around here is most obnoxious. I wish the stadium would just blow up. Hold on, I retract that. I don't want to take them as a terrorist threat.
Yeah, come on, dude.
Can't be making threats.
Trying to look up the.
Why do I get a charge? It must be my negative cynicism. It must be my cynicism coming through. But I just think it's funny. You know, Devin Still, that defensive lineman for the Bengals, have been, you know, his daughter has cancer and they're making a big deal of this.
Ooh, 28-24. Third quarter, 39 seconds left. Dallas just scored.
Yeah, we'll go catch the fourth quarter when we're done.
Yes. So go ahead. Sorry, you were saying something about something?
I don't know anymore.
I'm trying to color for you. Help me out.
Devin Still, he's a guy that, you know, his daughter has cancer and all that, and it's terrible and all that. But, and this is fucking, I'm the weirdo because I actually, like I said, get a charge out of this stuff. He's behind months and months on his child support.
Oh.
The poor girl.
Wow.
I know.
So is he getting accused as being a deadbeat dad?
He is getting accused of being a deadbeat dad.
Wow. That's messed up.
It is messed up.
You know? I mean, you're in the public eye, dude. Don't you know that everything you're going to do, law-related, is going to be scrutinized by the general public?
Right. And I'm just a deadbeat. But a deadbeat dad is the worst.
Yeah, but you pay your debts. By the way, remember that bet you made back in 89?
I do pay my debts, unfortunately, like a sucker. Just declare bankruptcy and live in my own little...
Well, what's up with people who don't? You know, there's a couple people that you know that I know. There's like one guy that owes me a bottle of Jack Daniels, and I haven't even have it on text that he's going to hook me up. It wasn't even a bet. He just said since I did him a favor, he was going to repay the favor. And then there's,
Did he repay? What do you mean?
Nah, I'm just waiting for it. I'm not holding my breath, though.
That's a deadbeat drunk. It's a little different than a deadbeat dad. There's a lot of us.
Sorry, I can do without the whiskey, though.
There's a lot
trying
of
to cut back.
Floating around. Trying to cut back on the whiskey?
Just drinking in general.
Why? You know, health reasons?
No, I just want to lose a couple pounds. So I guess that is health reasons.
You and everybody else come January 1st. That's it?
No, I had two beers today, and I think that's most I've had in a week.
Are you one of those drama queens is like right at midnight, you like, chug your last beer and then slam it down?
that's it.
Well, that dude is like smokes a cigarette and holds it up to everyone and smashes it out. Like, that's my last cigarette ever. Always one of those guys.
Never,
every freaking New Year's Eve party.
Never.
Look at this one, folks. This is the last cigarette that they're going to smoke in my life.
Very rarely make New Year's resolutions. How about you? Do you ever make New Year's resolutions?
Never.
Yeah.
Never. I make resolutions every day and I never live up to them. So it's depressing. I have a lot of resolve.
Yeah.
But never get through anything.
It's just another night.
Just another night. What, New Year's?
Yeah.
That's what you say when you're old.
It's
and you
amateur
got no,
night.
No, that's
it's
what you say when you're night. Old and you got nothing to do.
There's plenty I've done, son.
I know. I go home and I sit around with my friends and they freaking kick me out at 12:01.
Yeah.
They go, get to get up early tomorrow, get soccer practice. Well, even though in the wintertime, hockey practice at 4 a.m. See ya. Got to get out of here. I'm like, oh, fucking... It was depressing. The last two New Year's, I've been home before my 75-year-old parents. I'm getting home in bed, and then they come home. They're like, hey, you just got... You. Yeah, they chuckle at me. You're like, you're home before us? Fucking A. Not this year.
That sports sucks sometimes.
That's my resolution, CJ. Well,
that's what sucks about basketball, is it goes through Christmas, you know, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, New Year's Eve. If you're playing college basketball, even high school basketball, you have games throughout the holidays.
Wrestling as well.
Yeah.
Last year,
wrestling.
I'm not coaching wrestling anymore.
I'm wrestling.
So I got all types of time in my hands.
Yeah.
When I get time in my hands, all I do is spend money
on my hands. Yes, it is.
I get the more time I have in my hands, the more money I spend.
Time is on my hands. Yes, it is.
Are you finished?
Nope.
You finished?
No, I'm more Swedish.
Sniveling ass. Stop your nonsense.
That won't work good. I didn't
Dude,
really...
you got to do more of that.
I know.
Or just turn it around and I'll do it.
Yeah, right, good point. I'm not paying you the big bucks for nothing.
Exactly.
Certainly not for your looks. Unfortunately, this is a video cast.
I know, dude. What's up with that? I always have to get dressed up when I come down here.
Easy, ducky. Let's bash on the Patriots because I love bashing on my own team. Grievance against Patriots former doctor Thomas Gill because he was, I guess he was, what? He was trying to force guys to retire. Jonathan Fannani, he passed two physicals. He's a lineman with the Patriots. It's a lawsuit. I don't even know where I'm going with this, but the Patriots is just scumbags like everybody else.
Yep.
He passed two physicals, and then the Patriots released him, citing his arthritic knees. Okay? Mm. And this doctor tried to force him into retirement, and they have emails from back and forth, Bill Belichick encouraging this doctor to try to get this guy to retire. He said, let's play four-corner offense here, meaning we're going to delay until they could just get rid of the fucking guy.
Yeah.
Scumbags.
Wow.
Scumbags all of them, I tell you, CJ.
Why don't they just come right out and fire the dude?
I know. I don't know, because there's some kind of clauses going on.
Yeah.
You know? Although I do think those players are...
The politics of football. Oh, yeah.
Politics of dancing reference?
Yes.
The politics of feeling good. Oh, this show is just spiraling out of control to listen to CJ come up with obscure 80s references. Speaking of 80s, the Boz. Now enough of the friggin' Bosworth.
The Boz.
The Boz and Bo.
Party in the back, business in the front.
Hey, I think I heard that before. That's the most overrated thing in sports folklore. The, you know, Boz got ran over by Bo Jackson. He somewhat, but Bo Jackson's gonna he took him down. It was just in the end zone.
Yeah,
you know, a yard into the end zone. But who's gonna bring Bo Jackson down a full head of steam at 250 yards?
Yeah, especially when the Boz is probably moving laterally. He wasn't moving forward.
He was moving laterally, and he got ran over.
Yeah.
Poor Boz.
Poor Boz.
It's just a different generation, though. The whole thing's like him showing his kid all this stuff that his dad saved, and he's like, my dad always pushed me to be the best. You know, meanwhile, I could hear your mouth breathing. I thought this was a multi. I thought this was the you and I, or the multi. I can hear your fucking.
No, it's omnidirectional and unidirectional.
I can hear your nose hairs whistling. I'm going to click on one more. See what this one's.
Oh, no, not again. Not again.
Quick,
we got to get under the table. Hurry up.
Someone to chop CJ's snurf off.
His nerf, Mr. Snurman Duff.
What a sweet God. I don't even know if I have anything anymore.
Dude, you're almost finished, man.
Going home for Christmas.
Yes. We won't, or you won't be doing another show.
For another week or two. You want to come in and do it on your own?
What?
Just an hour of you singing freaking obscure country songs and...
Her name is Rio and she dances on the sun.
Whistling Dixie with your fucking nose hairs. I'm sorry, I know you don't have any respect for the stars and bars, anything southern. It's like, no way, man, I'm not getting in it.
Dude, you're the true Yankee.
That's true, I am a Yankee.
Yep.
I am a true Yankee, unfortunately.
Yeah, Yanks, go home.
Yeah. I am going home, CJ. Mama, I'm going home. I can't wait. I live like a college kid. I'm 38 fucking years old, and I go home, and I live like I'm 19 for 2 weeks.
Hey, man, if it wasn't for mirrors, I would still think I was 20.
And I gain 20 pounds, and I drink every night of the week.
Nice.
I know.
Yeah, going back to Boston. Drink some
fun.
Beers with my friends.
Go to the 99s. Big freaking 25-ounce beers at the 99s. Pound those.
Mm.
Cut up buffalo wings.
Steel Reserve.
Snort buffalo wings off the fucking bar top. Oh, can't wait, kid.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Yep. My resolution is to keep my cholesterol under 400.
Hey, Dave, Merry Christmas, buddy.
Merry Christmas, CJ. That's it. Freaking time flies when you're not having fun. Hey, good seeing you. We'll see you back in the new year. I know you'd love to use that joke. See you next year.
See you next year.
Later.